This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, March 29th. God's word for you today is humble bow. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 2, verse 9, which says, "Because of that obedience, God exalted him and multiplied his greatness. He has now been given the greatest of all names." What has God said to you? What are you doing? That is how you will know if humility is flowing or you are cutting off the flow. In all my years of pastoring and counseling couples through marital issues, I cannot remember any party in the marriage admitting that it was his or her fault. I caused it, Pastor. It was my fault, not once. So, classic scenario. The couple had a heated argument at night. Husband insists on his way. Wife says no way. They wake up in the morning. Everyone goes about their day, ignoring the other party. Husband gets alone with God, worshiping, and the Holy Spirit is tugging at his heart. You need to go and apologize to your wife. Apologize for what? Do you know what happened? He begins to narrate the experience to the Holy Spirit, as though he was not there when it all played out. Wife is in another corner of the house, reporting her husband to God. When she is done, she hears the Holy Spirit telling her to go and kneel before her husband and apologize. What? After all is said and did to me, go kneel and apologize. She tries to continue praying, but her prayer is just hitting the ceiling and bouncing back. It is tough for both parties. I am sure we can all relate to what is happening here because we are men of like passions. But humility flows when we obey God no matter what. So, they both get up from where they are and try to locate the other party without looking like it. They are just busy perambulating around each other, each one wondering what the other is up to and trying to summon up enough courage to flow in humility. Humility flows when we obey God no matter what. The husband breaks the silence. Forgive me. The woman is in shock. She does not know how to respond to him. He falls to his knees and continues to apologize. And at that point, she also falls to her knees, apologizing. Humility flows when we obey God no matter what. How do you think that marriage would be after that experience? When humility flows, promotion is inevitable, and the breakthroughs you are seeking become inevitable and unstoppable. Philippians 2 verse 9 to 11 says, "Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus got to the point of greatest honor because he allowed humility to flow. God's word to us is, let it flow. Let humility flow. This suggests that we have the power to let it or stop it. It is humility to bow our knees to God and say, "I need you in my life, God." That is humility. No ego involved. It is the beginning of your turnaround and your progress. I want you to confess this to God, even right now, and bow your knees as a sign of humility. God sees you. For everyone surrendering to Jesus today, it is my prayer that he will breathe on you. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says,
in humble adoration, we bow before your throne. As we come before your presence, we honor you alone. You are the King of glory, so this is what we do. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.